and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I stopped the last time in our study of the dispensation of conscience by speaking about Genesis chapter 6. God said everything was terrible on this earth, that man was wicked. There was wickedness everywhere. Therefore, he was going to destroy mankind and everything that was on the earth. Every living thing would die. And we keep reading and we find out that he said everything would die with the exception of those people who got on the ark. And this would be Noah's ark. God gave Noah a command to build the ark. You remember that. You've studied that. You've read that. Well, if you haven't, I suggest you go back to the Bible and read chapter 6 of Genesis and so forth and find out about the flood that came upon the whole world. We also talked about the thing of godly men going in to ungodly women, the sons of God, godly men. And I left off by saying that you cannot mix different kinds. In other words, even animals, you can't mix different animals with other animals. And you say, well, dogs, you have different breeds of cats. Well, that's true because they're still cats and they're still dogs. No matter what you do, they're still dogs and they're still cats. But angels, as some people believe these, it says that these sons of God were, this is not possible because you cannot mix angels with human beings. There's no way. And I made mention also last time how that some would use the excuse or the reason. They'll tell you that, well, it's possible because the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she gave birth. Well, the Holy Spirit is God. He's not an angel. He is God, and God can do anything. And so therefore, we need to understand that there's no such thing as evolution. You cannot mix certain things together that do not match. That holds true with humans and animals and angels and whatever else you want to say about mixing. Well, let's look further on this, and it's contrary to the law of nature and the law of God for different species on earth to cohabit in a carnal way, much more of those who have not a body of flesh. And moreover, we are here in the region of humanity and not in the sphere of superhuman spirits. There's no way that this could have taken place, no way that these sons of God were angels. Now, attempting to interbreed animals of different kinds, we read about this, that doesn't work. When we even speak of animals, Luke 17, verses 26 and 27, it says, as it were in the days of Noah, and that's Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. This would be the daughters of men. This would have spoken of in Genesis 6. Ungodly women, the daughters of men. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, some married people believe they will remain married after they get to heaven. Well, that may be a good thought, a comforting thought, but I would say many believe that, and it is understandable because they love one another. However, those who are married in this life will not be married in the next. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30, it says, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. There's another proof text that these sons of God were not angels. Notice Mark chapter 12. I'm going to read several verses here. Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Each of seven brothers married the same woman after each brother before had died. Now notice this, Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Then came unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. Well, immediately I see a problem here. See, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in the resurrection and the resurrection of the dead. So therefore, I see immediately they're coming to the Lord, and they're going to tempt him, and they're going to try to trap him. It goes on to say, and they asked him, this is the Sadducees, saying, Master, this word master, they're not respecting him as God or anything. This word master simply means teacher. Master, they said, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise, and the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise. Have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Well, the Lord told him exactly the way it is. He said, there is no such thing as marriage in heaven. The angels do not get married. They're just like angels when we get to heaven after we're resurrected. But notice now, he got back to them. He knew they didn't believe in the resurrection. And verse 27, he gets right back to him. He says, he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. In other words, he's the God of resurrection. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. He said, you people are wrong. You Sadducees are wrong. There is a resurrection. They always tried to get the best of Jesus, but they couldn't. See, Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God. He's the one who wrote the Word of God. He's the one who breathed the book. And we have the book, the King James Bible. Don't let anybody try to convince you that it is not the Word of God. Don't stand still and let someone try to convince you that there are other versions that do a better job than the King James Bible. These other versions and perversions that's out there, they're just that, they're perversions that pervert the Word of God, taking out the word hell, taking out the word God, taking out the word Jehovah, taking out the word Christ in certain areas. And we need to be cautious. And we need to be people who stand for the Word of God, and that is the King James Bible. Now, I don't mean you have to stand up fist to fist and cuff to cuff, whatever you want to call it. I'm saying that we need to take a stand on the Word of God. Let the Word of God do the speaking, and understand that there is one Word of God. God breathed. I believe it's the King James Bible. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, the Bible goes on to say, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then we read in Genesis 6, 7, especially the first part of that verse, it says, And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth. And 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 says, But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. The same thing's happening today, he's saying, that happened back when Noah was around, that there was false prophets then, false teachers, and there's going to be false prophets and false teachers today, the day that we're living in. And 2 Peter chapter 2 goes on to say in verses 4 and 5, it says, For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Well, the judgment of God is coming upon this world, I have no doubt. I studied the Bible and I've read the Bible, and I know that the judgment of God has to come to this world because men are ungodly. And speaking of mankind, people are ungodly, and it seems as though it's getting worse day by day. And if you've been around any length of time, then you don't have to be around any length of time to look around and see how ungodly this world has become. Now, the Bible speaks of the second coming of the Lord, how that he is going to come back and things are going to wax worse and worse till he gets here. And I believe his coming is short. His coming is very short. When we think of that, I think personally of the rapture of the church. Because the rapture of the church must take place before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, I take heart knowing that, as things grow worse and worse. Now, I'm not excited about things growing worse and worse. I'm excited about the rapture of the church. I'm excited about when Jesus comes back for me in the clouds. Because that means I may not have to suffer death of this body. I can be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And so can you if you're saved. And if you're not saved, you can experience the same thing by asking Jesus to come into your heart. You don't have to go through the tribulation period that's coming upon all this world. And you think it's bad now, it's going to get much worse during the tribulation. And you think it's bad now, and you think possibly the tribulation is going to be worse. And I've already said that, and the Bible proves it. But hell is much worse. If you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's one place that you're going to go, and that is hell. Later on, you will be cast into the lake of fire. In hell, you'll be suffering. Luke 16 talks about the rich man who went to hell. Now, he was rich. That didn't send him to hell. It was him. He did not trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. The money didn't send him to hell. He sent himself there by not trusting Jesus as Savior. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. But it's going to be so much worse when a person stands at the white throne judgment who has never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Jesus says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And you'll be cast into the lake of fire where the worm dieth not. That means your soul is going to live forever and ever. Eternal death. Constant dying but never ceasing to be. Tormented in the flames of the lake of fire. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to call upon him today. You need to say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Lord, I can't save myself. I believe that you died for me, Lord. I believe that you were buried and that you rose on that third day and you're alive now." Now let me stop just a moment as you're praying that prayer and remind you that the Bible says all of this, what I'm saying, and what you say in your prayer. Jesus did die on the cross of Calvary. He gave his life for you. He rose from the grave for you. And he's seated at the right hand of God right now for you. And that's the reason that the Bible says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth is confession is made unto salvation." That means to say, "Lord Jesus, I'm confessing you as my Savior right now. Please save me, so that I can see you one day." The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That word "whosoever," you could put your name there. Whosoever means you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How do you call upon the Lord? You just say, "God, Lord Jesus, as best I know how right now, I'm willing to turn from my sin. I'm willing to take you and let you take me to heaven." If you'll do that, Jesus will save you right now. You will have eternal life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.